the ultimate sacrifice, their life, to our country that we would be free. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would bless the men and women who have served. And Lord God, I pray you'd protect the men and women that are serving today. Be it the men and women, Lord, that are here in America and those that are abroad. Dear God, I pray you protect them and watch over and care for them. Be it those who are coming home, be it those that are leaving to serve. God, I pray you'd be with us. Be with our president today. And dear God, I pray that you just give him wisdom. And Lord God, watch over and care for him. I pray for all those that serve today. You'd bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
I'm going to ask if you'd stand for our military presentation, please. I apologize. That's my fault. But we have a presentation. We'd ask for you to stand for that.
Please be seated. Good morning. Today I'm Major Connor of the Montana Civil Air Patrol. You know me as Mr. Connor. And I support our military as a civil service employee at Malmstrom Air Force Base. I'm also a retired tech sergeant of the United States Air Force of 20 years. A seventh-generation nonstop military service NCO. And I'd like to thank you for your patriotism and the respect you give to those who have served and paid the ultimate sacrifice, those who gave all. I'd like to direct you to the attention at the table in the back. Against the wall, there's a picture of five individuals who have given their life and for those who couldn't. I encourage you after the presentation today, after service, to just view them, take a look at them. There is Boatswain Mate First Class James Elliott Williams, U.S. Navy. First Lieutenant Garland Merle Connor, U.S. Army. Corporal Jason L. Dunham, U.S. Marines. Chief Master Sergeant Dwayne D. Hackney, U.S. Air Force. Lieutenant Jack C. Ritiker, U.S. Coast Guard. I want us, each of us, to remember not just those five, but every past and present military member who deserves not to be forgotten.
Amen.
I want each of us to remember the past because that is what helps us honor those that sacrificed so much for you and me. Let us not be those who forget or disregard what Memorial Day is about. Now I read you the memory of a soldier to save a brother, to live, to die for you. I read this story in the hopes that today and every day you remember, remember, remember. Sergeant Dakota Meyer, let me tell you the story. I want you to imagine in September the 8th, 2009, just before dawn, a patrol of Afghan forces and their American trainers is on foot, making their way up a narrow valley and heading into a village to meet with elders. And suddenly, all over the village, the lights go out. And that's when it happens. About a mile away, Dakota, who was in a corporal, and Staff Sergeant Juan Rodriguez Chavez, could hear the ambush over the radio. It was just the whole valley was exploding. Taliban fighters were unleashing a firestorm from the hills, from the stone houses, even from the schoolhouses. And soon, the patrol was pinned down, taking ferocious fire from three sides. Men were being wounded and killed, and four Americans, Dakota's friends, were surrounded. Four times Dakota and Juan asked permission to go in, Four times they were denied. It was then they were told, too dangerous. But one of the teachers in the high school once said, when you tell Dakota he can't do something, he's going to do it. And that's exactly what he did. And as Dakota said, of his trap teammates, those were my brothers, and I couldn't just sit back and watch. The story of what Dakota did next will be told for generations. He told Juan they were going in, so Juan jumped in the Humvee and took the wheel. Dakota climbed into the turret and manned the gun. They were defying orders, but they were doing what they thought was right. So they drove straight into a killing zone. Dakota's upper body and head exposed to a blizzard of fire from AK-47s and machine guns, from mortars and rocket-propelled grenades. Come upon wounded Afghan soldiers, Dakota jumped out and loaded each one of the wounded into the Humvee. Each time exposing himself to all the enemy fire, they turned around and drove the wounded back to safety. Those who were there caught up the most intense combat they'd ever seen. Dakota and Juan would have been forgiven for not going back in. But as Dakota says, you don't leave anybody behind. For a second time, they went back into the inferno. Juan at the wheel, swerving to avoid all the explosions around him. Dakota up in the turret. When one gun jammed, grabbing another, going through gun after gun. Again, they came across wounded Afghans. Again, Dakota jumped out, loaded them up, and brought them back to safety. For a third time, they went back. Insurgents running right up to the Humvee, Dakota fighting them off. Up ahead, a group of Americans, some wounded, were desperately trying to escape the bullets raining down. Juan wedged the Humvee right into the line of fire, using the vehicles as a shield. With Dakota on the guns, they helped those Americans back to safety as well. For a fourth time, they went back. Dakota was now wounded in the arm. Their vehicle was riddled with bullets and shrapnel. Dakota later confessed, "I didn't think I was going to die. I knew I was." But still, they pushed on, finding the wounded, delivering them to safety. And then a fifth time, they went back into the fury of that village under fire that seemed to come from every window, every doorway, and every alley. And when he finally got to those trapped Americans, Dakota jumped out, and he ran toward them, drawing all those enemy guns on himself, bullets kicking up the dirt all around him. He kept going until he came upon the four Americans, laying where they fell, all as one team. Dakota and the others who had joined him knelt down, picked up their comrades, and through all those bullets, all the smoke, all the chaos, carried them out.
Amen, brother.
One by one, carried them out. Because as Dakota says, that's what you do for your brother. As Sergeant Dakota Meyer accepted the Medal of Honor, he said it was about his fallen brothers, not him. So today, we remember those fallen soldiers. We remember the husband who loved the outdoors, Lieutenant Michael Johnson, the husband and father they called Gunny J, Gunner Sergeant Edwin Johnson, the determined Marine who fought to get on the team, Staff Sergeant Aaron Kenneflick, the medic who gave his life tending to his teammates, Hospitalman 3rd Class James Layton, as a soldier wounded in the battle who never recovered. The President of the United States stated, "Dakota, I know that you grappled with the grief in that day, that you said your efforts were somehow a failure because your teammates didn't come home. But as your Commander-in-Chief and on behalf of everyone here today and all Americans, I want you to know it's quite the opposite. You did your duty above and beyond, and you kept the faith with the highest tradition of the Marine Corps that you love. Because of your honor, 36 men are still alive today. Because of your courage, 4 fallen American heroes came home. And in the words of James Layton's mom, they could lay their son to rest with dignity. Because of your commitment in the thick of the fight, hour after hour, a former Marine who read about your story said that you showed how, in the most desperate final hours, our brothers, and God will not forsake us. And because of your humble example, our kids in the small towns across America, they'll know that no matter who you are or where you have come from, you can do great things as a citizen and as a member of the American family. Therein lies the greatest lesson of that day in the valley, and the truth that our men and women in uniform live out every day. I was part of something bigger, Dakota had said, part of a team that worked together, lifting each other up and working toward a common goal. Every member of our team was as important as the other. So in keeping with Dakota's wishes, I want to conclude the story by saying to all those who served today in the Marines, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, Guard, and the Reserves, thank you. And never forget those who gave all and still give all.
Today, I'm Staff Sergeant Connor. You know me as Aaron Connor, and I'm currently the Undersheriff of Daniels County. I'm also the son of Major Connor and the eighth generation who has served our country nonstop in the military. I will now present the POW MIA ceremony. Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the left of me at the table set with the items of symbolism that I will explain. This table is set for our prisoners of war and those missing in action from all wars. They're not with us today. The chair is empty, but saved for the hope if they return, let us remember their absence. Let us remember the men and women, prisoners of war, from all branches of the service that are too often forgotten. Let us remember them. The tablecloth is white, symbolizing the purity of the intentions to respond to their country's call to arms so that the children could remain free. Remember. The lone candle symbolizes the frailty of the prisoner alone, trying to stand against his oppressors. Remember. The black ribbon on the candle reminds us of those who will not be coming home. Remember. The single rose reminds us of the loved ones and families of our comrades in arms who keep the faith and await their return. Remember. A slice of lemon is on the bread plate to remind us of their bitter fate if we do not bring them home. Remember. There's salt on the plate, symbolic of the family's tears as they await and remember. The glass is inverted. They cannot toast with us tonight. Maybe tomorrow, if we remember. The red, white, and blue ribbon is tied to the flower vase by a yellow ribbon that was worn by thousands who await the return. Remember. As we look upon this empty table, do not remember ghosts from the past. Remember our comrades. Remember those whom we depend on in battle. They depend on us to bring them home. Remember our friends. They are the ones we love, who love life and freedom as we do. They will remember what we do. Please honor and remember them.
We have prepared a certificate of appreciation, and it reads, awarded this certificate of appreciation presented to, and in the name and then for outstanding military service rendered to the citizens of the United States of America by Heritage Baptist Church on Freedom Sunday, May the 28th, 2017, Dr. S.C. Shear, Pastor, Reverend Richard Commandor, Assistant Pastor. And when I call your names, if you would please come forward, and we would like to also give you a beautiful American flag to wear. Jason Reeves. Jason serves in the United States Air Force, and he's active. If you'd come forward, please. State your rank, please.
Master.
All right. Master Sergeant. Linwood Weaver, firefighter out here at the Malmstrom Air Force Base. Micah Boa, he is not here today, but we'll certainly get this to him. He just returned from Afghanistan. Aaron Connor, privileged to have him here. He's an undersheriff up in Scobie, Montana. That's way over on the eastern side. Also, you were in, I should have had you guys tell me that. You served in?
In Qatar.
In Qatar, all right. Jason, tell us where you served. Honored to have you have these men here. Brian Furr, I know that he was quite a few places. Clyde Buell, he is preaching over in Junior Church. And he's been to quite a few overseas tours. Casey Moore. Your rank? Staff Sergeant, and tell us where you've been.
Kuwait and Iraq.
Kuwait and Iraq, and heading for?
Korea.
Saturday. Lieutenant Joseph Sanfilippo, he is probably working in Junior Church, and he's a missileer. Harold McKeon, Navy, anchors away. Could you tell us where you served?
I was anchored in California for 4 years.
There you go. God bless you, friend. What was your rank? What was your rank?
Pretty low.
E3? Amen. Terry Ross, I know he was in Germany and quite other few places. Where else was Terry at? Oh, well, amen. Jim Holloman. I know he's in Alaska. Because that's how I really got to know him, because he showed a video of him catching a great big northern pike, and he hadn't been coming to church. And he says, "Oh, God, if you let me catch this fish, I will
go to church
every Sunday." And I played it back. I said, wait a minute, reverse that. God bless you. You were a?
Airman.
I know, but you were tech sergeant. And where would you serve?
Thailand, Vietnam, Montana, California,
yeah.
Germany.
God bless you, friend. Thank you for your service. John Connor. Retired.
Thanks,
Tech Sergeant, and where did